I greet all of you in the blessed name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We thank God for the rain. And God did not send so much rain here as it flooded Singapore.
主并没有让很多雨下，使到有洪水泛滥。
But we need rain.
但是我们确实需要雨水的。
Because we need water.
我们需要水。
And also the rain cools the weather.
还有下了一场雨，使气温比较凉爽了。
So how wonderful our God is.
那神是非常美好的神。
The scripture you have just read is Mark chapter 12, verse 1 to 12.
刚才我们所读到经文是马可福音12章1到12节。
And we shall look at this passage and see what precious spiritual truth we can learn from this.
来看这段经文，看看有什么属灵宝贵的真理，我们可以学习到。
And what God wants to teach us.
还有神要学我们学习怎么样的功课。
For we are all His children.
因为我们都是他的孩子。
You find that in the beginning, this passage have three parts. You can put it that way.
我们看到这段经文其实有三个部分。
You have the first part with regard to the parable, what the parable is.
第一部分是关于这个比喻，是讲些什么？
Yes, in verse 1. Then after that, the second part is with regard to the farmers, the husbandmen, the farmers.
第二部分呢，就关于那些园户。
And then the third part, of course, Jesus Christ himself interpret the parable.
还有第三部分就是耶稣自己亲自解释这个比喻。
Now let us learn one thing about parable.
我们要学习一个东西关于比喻的。
Jesus, in his ministry, when he spoke to the people, he taught them in parables.
主耶稣在 讲道的时候常常用了很多的比喻。
Parables just means there is the teaching of some very important or vital truth.
在这些比喻里就有一些非常重要的真理。
And Jesus Christ used a very simple illustration or story which is real in life.
主耶稣就用了他们可以明白的很真实的那些生活的例子来做故事。
To teach this important truth.
来教导这些重要的真理。
A truth regarding life and about relationship with him.
这些真理是关于生命的，是关于与他的关系。
And so, very good this passage we will read and study and learn what are the precious truths which God wants you and me to learn.
所以非常好，我们要看这段经文可以教导我们一些什么宝贵的真理，这些真理是神要你和我都明白的。
Are you ready?
你做好准备了吗？
Good. Alright, first of all, you have, it says here, a man planted a vineyard.
这里比喻说到有人栽了一个葡萄园。
So a vineyard is what you grow grapes, isn't it?
在葡萄园里我们就栽种葡萄。 Yeah.
Because grape growing is in Israel, there are many vineyards.
在以色列就有很多的葡萄园。
Very common.
是很常可以普遍的。
So when I went to Israel, I can see that some houses they have these vineyards.
那么我在以色列的时候，就看到很多房子的外面有了葡萄园。
And you also have farmers that have vineyards, big vineyards.
也有一些农夫，他们有很大的葡萄园。
So it's very common.
这在以色列是非常普遍的。
Very true to life.
是他们可以 明白的。
And Jesus Christ here says there's a man who planted this vineyard.
所以这里耶稣说，就有人栽了一个葡萄园。
Then he did many good things. First of all, he put a hedge, a fence around the vineyard.
他又做了一些好些东西。首先，他又 圈上了篱笆。
So the fence is to protect the vineyard.
这个篱笆为了要保护这个葡萄园。
Of course, from robbers and from maybe sometimes animals that might come and destroy the vineyard.
就是不要盗贼或者一些野兽到来毁掉这个葡萄园。
Then he dug a wine, according to here is a KJV is wine fat, a wine press.
他又挖了一个压酒池。
Actually two wine presses in that sense. One is higher, then one is lower.
一个压酒池呢就有两个部分，一个比较高，一个比较低。
Yeah. In other words, when you harvest the grapes, when it's the season time, you harvest the grapes, you put in the higher place.
在收成的时候呢，把摘下来的葡萄就放在比较高的那个部分。
And then you get the people to step on the grapes.
然后你就叫一些人来踩这些葡萄。
And then you see the juice will come out, and there is a spout there will drain the juice to the lower one.
然后这个葡萄汁就会流出来，就好像一个小小的过滤器，葡萄汁就会流到下面了。
Of course, they will wash their feet when they step.
当然，在采葡萄之前，他们会洗他们的脚。
So it's routine, and that way, and then he also built a tower.
那这个人也盖了一座楼。
So you can watch from there. One of the men can stand there sometimes, and to see that to protect the place.
这个楼的用意是让一个人站在上面就可以看看四周，要保护这个地方。
So the man did everything which is needed for the farmers to look after the place, so that the farmers can be freer to look after this vine grapes yard.
所以这个人做了所有都必须要做的，好让这些园户或者农夫可以很好的看顾这个葡萄园。
And he went to a far country.
然后他就往外国去了。
So we have here this is the parable.
所以这里我们就看到这个比喻。
Then we see also that in the second part here, then when harvest time comes.
我们看到第二部分就是收成的时候。
So this man from far, he sent one of his servants. He has many servants. In other, this man is very rich.So he has many servants. He sent one servant to the vineyard or the vineyard, and then you have farmers there, and he expects some portion of the produce.
莫斯，那收成的时候呢，这个富裕的人就派了他其中一个仆人到园户那里，
yeah.
要从园户那里收葡萄园的一些果子。
Sorry, I forget to say one thing, that after he has built the vineyard,He leased, let out to some husbandmen, or it means farmers.
这个人把他摘了这个葡萄园之后呢，他就把地方租给了一些农夫。
So they work on the vineyard, right?
这些农夫或者园夫。
Harvest time comes, he wants some portion of the grapes.
这些农夫或者园户呢，就向这个人租了这个地方。那么到了收成的时候，他们就要把一部分的收成给了这个人。
So he made an agreement already with those farmers.
所以这个人与那些园户呢，已经有了某一种协议了。
So when the servant comes in order to receive the portion, the man's portion of the grapes, the produce.
所以当仆人到来要得到那个人所应当得到的收成的一部分的时候
And it goes like that, these people, farmers, are very dishonest and cruel and wicked. They beat the servant.
这些园户是非常不老实也很残酷的，他们就打了这个仆人。
They sent him away.
并且
empty-handed.
并且叫他空手回去。
Yes. And so the owner...Very kind. It's all right. Never mind. I send another servant. He has many servants, so he sent another servant.
所以这个仁慈的主人呢，就在打发他另外一个仆人去。
But this second servant, instead of expecting this second man, they cast stone. They saw him. They cast stone, throw stone. In Israel, there are many stones easily on the ground.
那么当这些园户看到这第二个仆人呢，他们就拿石头打他，在以色列地上都是很多石头的。
You never know in Singapore very hard to find stone.
在新加坡我们很难找到石头。
You want to stone somebody very hard, you have to then look for stone.
你要用石头打人，你就要去找石头了。
When I was in Israel, also the same. I went around Singapore. I know very easy. The stones all around. You just squat down. There's one stone, big, small one, all there.
在以色列的时候就看到满地都是石头，你只要蹲下到小的都有，非常容易。
And so you take, and they took these stones, every one of them, let's say there are 7, 8, or 9, or even 10, these farmers, they take 4 stones at this man. And according to here, he was wounded on the head.
他们这些原户就拿石头打这第二个仆人，圣经告诉我们他的头受伤了。
Surely there is what? Bleeding.
肯定他也流了一些血。
Sent him away.
并且打发他走了。
They humiliated him and sent him away, also empty-handed.
他们凌辱了他，打发他走，叫他空手而回。
Wow, actually, then this owner again. So he sent another one. He sent the third one.
这个主人又打发了另外一个仆人去，这是第三个了。
Now what do they do?
原户做了什么?
First one they beat, and the second one they wounded his head. The third one they killed him.
第一个他们打了他，第二个打伤他的头，第三个他们杀了他。
And so the man, the owner, cannot get his produce, his portion. And what happened? He sent more. He sent some more and some more. And some of them, they what? They beat. And some of them, they what? They killed.
这样这个主人就没有得到他应得到的收成的那一部分，他又打发好些仆人去，有一些对原户打伤了，有一些被他们杀了。This
owner is very what? Owner, they're very kind, very gracious, very patient. He did not get angry so far. He did not get angry yet, you know.
葡萄园的主人呢，原主是一个非常善良的仁慈，并且有耐心的一个人。
He said, maybe in his mind think they all don't respect my servants.
他心里想，这些人不尊重我的仆人。
But he said, I have a son.
这个原主说，我有一位儿子。
Maybe they will respect my son.
他们可能会尊敬我的儿子。
And he had only one son.
他只有一个独生子。
That's why he didn't send his son at first.
所以为什么他一开始并没有差遣他的儿子？
He had only one son, and so now he has to send his son. Why he want to send his son? Because he think that if I send my son, at least they will respect him.
现在原主想，我只要差我的独生子去，这些原户就会尊敬他。
This is my son. I like him very much. I send him, and maybe they respect him, and they will give me my portion of produce, my food.
原主心里想，这是我的独生子，我非常爱他，差遣他去，原户就会尊敬他，并且把我所应得的那部分给我。
But these farmers, they have a strange idea.
但是这些原户有很奇怪的思想。
And the idea is that let us kill the son now, because this son is going to be the heir. Father died, this vineyard is going to him. Let us kill the son. And then when we kill the son and the father die, then the vineyard will be given to us, so we can possess the vineyard.
这些原户说，这位独生子是承受产业的，我们把他杀了，这样这个产业就会归于我们了。And
so the story ends here. And they took him, they took him and killed him. So when the time came, they killed the man's son.
圣经告诉我们，他们拿住他，就把他杀了。And
so Jesus Christ then asked the hearers, now the hearers. The hearers, there are people who are scribes and the Pharisees. These are Jews, and they know about the scriptures. So ask them the question, what do you think the owner will do to these people?
现在耶稣就问那些听这个比喻的人一个问题，这些听者当中有些是法利赛人，有些文士，他们都很熟悉圣经。耶稣问他们，这样你们认为葡萄园的主人要怎么办呢？
In verse 9, right? And you know what? Jesus answered his own question.
耶稣在第九节就问了这个问题，然后他也回答自己的问题。
Jesus said, this man, this owner of the vineyard will come and destroy the farmers.
他说这个葡萄园的主人呢，就要来除灭那些园户。
And give the vineyard not to the farmers, but to others.
然后把这个葡萄园就转给别人了，不再给这些园户。
Now, what does this parable mean?
那么这个比喻的意思是什么呢？
Now, in verse 10, we can interpret this Here Jesus Christ gave an interpretation. What is the meaning of this parable? How does we understand this parable? Those are all his hearers. How do we understand this parable?
在第十节，耶稣就给了他的解释， 让那些听的人能够明白这个比喻的意思是什么。
And here Jesus Christ quote a portion of scripture which says the stone which the builders rejected, here singular, the stone, one stone which the builders rejected is become the head of the corner, become the most important stone.
耶稣就引用了圣经说， 匠人所砌的石头已做了房角的头块石头。
And also he said that this was the Lord's doing. In other words, the owner will come and kill all the farmers or the wine growers and then give it the vineyard to others.
十一节他也说到， 这是主所做的， 就是园牧的主人会来， 院子的主人会把园牧杀了，然后把葡萄园转给别人。
That's why I mentioned that Jesus Christ quoted one verse in Scripture. He says in verse 10, "Have you not heard?" In other words, Jesus Christ telling the hearers who are Pharisees. Among them, there were Pharisees, the Jews, and the Jews know about Scripture. That time they have Old Testament. All of them have the 39 books of the Old Testament. And Jesus Christ say, "Have you not read?"
那耶稣也问他们，这经你们没有念过吗？ 因为听的人当中有一些法利赛人， 他们都熟悉旧约的39本书。
And that comes from Psalm 118:22。
那耶稣是引用了诗篇118篇第22节。
The stone which the builders rejected is become the head of the corner.
匠人所砌的石头已做了房角的头块石头。
So from this, we can help us to understand what is the meaning of this parable.
那这就能够使我们明白这个比喻的意思。
Now you have here at the beginning this man who planted a vineyard.
这里有一开始一个人栽了一个葡萄园。
This man is God.
这个人就是神。
He planted a vineyard, he built a hedge, and then had the wine press, and then built a tower, and then he lent it to the vine growers.
那这个人就圈上了篱笆，挖了一个压酒池，盖了一座楼，然后把地方租给了园户。
Who are the growers?
这些园户到底是谁？
The growers were the Jews.
这些园户就是犹太人。
The vineyard?
那么这葡萄园呢？
Actually, the vineyard is the whole world, but in particular, Palestine. The piece of land is in Palestine. It's Palestine itself.
这葡萄园其实代表整个世界，但是确实是指巴勒斯坦这块土地。
Palestine is or another name may be easier for you to understand. Canaan.
巴勒斯坎也是迦南地。
Okay, so this was the in particular, but it's actually the whole land. And so this. When did God give this land? You know, remember the Jews, 70 of them, they were in Egypt, and then they all become a multitude, almost 2 million, and how God saved them from Egypt and brought them to Canaan. And God also helped them to destroy the 7 tribes and gave them the land.
我们看到以色列的历史，以色列原本只有70个人住在埃及地，神怎么样带领他们出来，来到迦南这块地，当时他们的人数已经有200万了，并且把住在那里的7个族都消灭了。 So
the hedge plus the wine press and the tower all shows that what? They all represent what God has done for the Jews, for the Jews or the husbandmen.
所以这些比喻提到的这个篱笆、压酒池和这座楼呢，都代表了神为犹太人所做的一切。And
so when harvest time, so you have here, yeah, you get the interpretation, the understanding. God gave a piece of land in this world, Canaan, the Palestine, where there are already 7 tribes, and God destroyed all those, helped them, and then got them to settle there, and the land becomes theirs. That's given to them.
神呢在巴勒斯坦迦南地这块地方呢，原本有七个族的人住在那边，把他们毁灭了，然后把这块地赐给犹太人，让他们居住在那里。
Yes, from that time, from Egypt right up to AD 70, where in Jerusalem the enemies come and destroy everything, and the Jews were scattered abroad.
从他们进入迦南地直到主后七十年，仇敌到来，犹太人被分散的时候。
For nearly 2,000 years, the Jews have no more land. They are all in all over the world.
之后超过两千年，犹太人没有自己的国土。
But in 1945, the Jews all come back.
他们分散在世界各地，1945年才回来。
And we all remember, you all remember how the United Nations gave the land back to Israel.
我们也看到联合国把怎么样把这块地重新的。
And today we call that land Israel. Today they have the their country called Israel.
今天他们有自己的国土了，称为以色列。
And I believe with all my heart that no one can chase the Israelites out of Israel anymore.
我心里相信呢，没有人能够把犹太人再从这块地赶走。
So God, this is God's people and the land God has given. Now the second part of the story moves on to the second movement. Now you have here the servants that God sent. Who are the servants there? The servants are the prophets.
刚才我们看到在比喻里，这个园户的主人派了一些仆人。这些仆人是谁呢？就是先知了。
Yes, they came and then of course they came and then preached.And taught the Israelites, you know, asked them to come back to the Lord or come back to worship God.
这些先知到来就是要犹太人、以色列人来归向主，来明白他的话语。
But they rejected, right?
但是他们拒绝了这些先知。
At first they humiliated them, and then later on they wounded them, and then they even killed them.
他们凌辱他们，打伤他们，甚至杀了他们。
So you find that these people here are very what, dishonest. You already make agreement with God. These Jews, they make agreement with God.
这些人是非常不老实。犹太人与神之间是有盟约的。
And the agreement is that they are supposed to go and preach the gospel and go and teach other people how to come to God and worship Him.
这些犹太人原本应该是把福音传出去，让人明白怎么样来归向神的。
So that people, some people can be saved.
这样才有一些人可以来相信耶稣。
Will come to worship God in the way that God has required, and the Jews knew all these things.
并且要来崇拜神的犹太人都明白这一点。
But they did not want to do it.
但是他们不愿意这样做。
And they killed all the prophets.
杀了一些先知。
Until a lot, so you find that God was very what, very patient. When he killed one time already, God could have what, destroyed all the Jews, right?
我们发现神是长久忍耐的，因为当一些先知被杀的时候，神原本可以把这些犹太人全部毁灭掉的。
But God did not do that.
但是神却没有这样做。
Like the owner of this vineyard, he sent one, the number two, and the three, and then many, many more.
就好像这个葡萄园的园主一样，派了一个又一个的仆人。
And some of the servants or the prophets they killed.
有一些先知被杀了。
And finally, lastly.
到最后呢
？He sent his son.
他就差遣了他的独生子。
We know that his son is who none other than Jesus Christ.
知道他独生子就是我们的主耶稣基督。
The only begotten son.
他是神唯一的独生子。
Yeah, he is God the second person.
他是三一神的第二。
Maybe I send my son. God say I send my son Jesus Christ. They will respect him.
父神说，可能我差我的独生子，他们就会尊敬他。
But they.Will not respect. They kill him.
但是这些人没有这样做，反而把他杀了。
You will find in verse 12 also, you can see that. You see the Pharisees and all the scribes there. They heard it. No, did they like it?
蛇节，我们看到这些法利赛人文士听到这比喻，他们喜欢吗？
They wanted to kill Jesus, want to arrest him and then kill him.
他们原本是要捉拿耶稣，杀了他的。
But they dare not.
但是他们不敢。
Because they are afraid of all the people.
因为他们惧怕那些百姓。
But the intention was to kill him because they know that what Jesus, this parable, is speaking against them.
他们其实是打算要伤害耶稣的，因为他们知道耶稣所讲的这个比喻是针对他们的。
Jesus was trying to open their eyes.
耶稣要打开他们的眼睛。
Open their heart.
打开他们的心。
So that they can understand and come back to God.
这样他们能够明白，能够来
repent of their sins.
来认罪悔改。
So they understood. No, they understood what Jesus Christ said.
他们明白耶稣所教导的。
They understand the meaning of.
他们明白他的意思。
I just talk about vineyard and farmers and all these things, but they understood the meaning that Jesus Christ was speaking against them.
他们明白，当耶稣提到这个关于葡萄园园主的比喻，其实是在这里
的。Because they are Pharisees, they are Jews, they are scribes. They know the Old Testament.
他们是法利赛人，是文士，非常熟悉旧约的。
And Jesus Christ's intention was that they would change their heart.
耶稣说这个比喻为了是要改变他们的心。
They will repent.
让他们来认罪。
Because they killed many of the prophets which God sent to them.
之前已经杀害了神所差遣来的那些先知。
But instead, what? They still want to, all the more they want to what? We must arrest him, kill.
但是他们却更加的说，我们要来把他捉拿，把他杀害。
By that time.That time when Jesus Christ spoke this thing, they dare not because of the people.
但是当时候，当耶稣在说这个比喻的时候，他们不敢这样做，因为他们惧怕那些百姓。
Because Jesus was the hero of all the people.
因为百姓把他看为英雄。
Jesus helped all the people, healed the people, and then performed many miracles. They all look up to Jesus, and these Pharisees are very angry. They want to kill Jesus.
因为耶稣行了很多神迹，并且帮助这些人，所以这些法利赛文士都很生气，都要把他杀害。
So in fact, later on, they really kill. According to our this parable, Jesus Christ says, they kill the son, they kill the son. Yes.
根据这个比喻，我们也知道原主的独生子最后是被杀了。
So eventually, Jesus Christ was killed.
最后耶稣确实是被杀害了。
And God will not allow Jesus Christ to be killed and remain there.
主不允许让主耶稣死了就这样停在那里。
On the third day, God raised him from the dead.
第三天主耶稣复活了。
Now we understand now.
现在我们明白了。
What do we learn? What have we learned? Now what are the vital truths? This is important thing.What vital truth have we learned from here?
那从这比喻我们学习到哪一些重要的真理呢？
The first thing I understand here is with regard to God sacrificing His Son to die for the sins of the world, for the sins of these Jews.
首先我们要明白神差遣了他独生子，他牺牲了他的儿子，是为了这一些犹太人。
Not only the Jews,
不只是犹太人，
but for all of us,
也为了我们所有的人。
That is the first thing that we learn very importantly, because this is together with the scriptures in the Old Testament, why God has all the sacrifices is all to prepare the Jews for the coming of Christ.
这些让我们明白，在旧约为什么神立下了许多的祭，直到这些是要预备犹太人的心，在耶稣到来以后被杀的。
And the Jews, what is their job? Their most important job at that time is to tell the world, these are the words of God, these are the commandments of God, and then you want to come, must come and worship God who is your creator, and then to offer sacrifices.Kill a lamb and sacrifice this lamb according to the word of God, and that was the only way in order to be reconciled to God.
犹太人的任务呢是要使人来归向神，明白他们要来献祭，杀一头羊或者献其他的祭，那通过这个他们才来到能够来到神的跟前，这是他们的任务。
That was their responsibility.
这是他们的责任。
There was they supposed not only to do all these things and to teach the Gentile nations, Egypt, Syria, opposite Jordan, all these, they are supposed to teach them how to repent and come back to God.
他们要教导在以色列周围的那些外邦人怎么样来认罪悔改，来归向神。那周围的外邦人就在埃及、在叙利亚、在约旦这些地方。
But they show nothing. They give, they send. When God sent the prophets, His prophets, they kill all of them, send them empty-handed.
但是他们却没有这样做。神差遣他的、他们的、他的先知，他们却把先知杀害了。
And in the end, He sent His Son.
最后，神差遣了他的独生子。
Now we learn one thing about God. Now this is the next thing. We learn very important thing about God.
第二个重要的真理，我们要学习的是关于神。
The character of God.
神的神性。
When they had killed and they killed the first servant, did the owner straight away go back? You kill my servant, I send them, you don't respect, and he should destroy all of them.
当这些原户把第一个仆人杀害的时候，原主是否马上回去把他们全部毁掉呢？
That owner can call many, he's a rich man, he can get many workers and then go with him to the vineyard, kill all the farmers.
这原主的主人是非常富裕的，他可以派了很多他的仆人去到那里把所有的原户都杀掉。
Did he do that?
他有这样做吗？
Did not, right?
他没有。
He sent how many? Second. Some more? Third. And third one is they kill the third one. Then some more what?They send some, many more. Some beat, some kill. Wow, so many more. He also did not send his men to kill all the farmers.
他派了有一个又一个，有一些被打伤，有一些被杀死。
Then later he sent his son.
到最后他就派了他的独生子。
And they killed his son.
他们杀了他的爱子。
哎呀 ，and yet he did not kill them all.
但是他却没有把他们全部杀掉。
This is how God, Jesus Christ is telling us that this man, you know, show us the character of God.
这里主耶稣要我们明白神的神性。
So God is very what? Patient.
神是长久忍耐的。
And what? Mercy.
也非常的仁慈。
God is all powerful like this vine owner, this person, very rich, very powerful. And you will find that God here is patient. I know one thing now. I learned from this parable. God is very, very patient. And merciful.
我们的神是大能的神，但是他却是长久忍耐，并且充满慈爱的。
But you find these farmers one thing no good about these farmers. If God is very patient, all right. If God is very patient and merciful, they should what? What should they respond?How should they respond?
我们发现这些原户的反应都是不好的，因为如果这神是这么的长久忍耐，他们的反应应该是怎么样的呢？
After two or three servants they have killed, they should quickly repent and say sorry to the wine.
他们在杀了两三个仆人之后，就应该赶快的认罪悔改来道歉。
But they did not.
但是他们却没有这样做。
So we find here the one thing that is most comforting for you and me is that God is very what? Patient. And God is very what? Merciful.
这里我们看到神是长久忍耐并且充满慈爱，这能够安慰我们的心。
Your God and my God is the same God of the Bible.
你的神和我的神
He is patient and merciful.
是圣经的神，他是长久忍耐并且充满慈爱的。
Are you happy?
你开心吗？
But this is the truth. Okay, first.
这就是真理了。
How should you respond? Like this husbandman? Like these farmers?
我们的反应是应该怎么样的呢？是像这些原户吗？
You should not, isn't it?
肯定我们的反应不应该是像他们的。
You should be what? Grateful.
我们其实应该存一个感恩的心。
You should repent.
应该来认罪悔改。
And ever we sin, When we sin against God, which we know, because when the Word of God tells us that this is wrong, and then we sin against God, we must quickly what? Repent.
当我们犯罪的时候，我们从神的话语就能够明白，我们就要赶快来认罪悔改。We
must not take advantage.
我们不应该，因为神是长久忍耐的。My
God is very patient. Don't worry, no worries.
不应该说，神是长久忍耐的，我不需要这么快的来悔改。And
He's very what? Merciful. It's okay.
并且说神是非常仁慈的，我的罪没有关系。Never
mind, I don't want to repent now. Later.
不应该说，我不要现在悔改，稍后才这么做。We
cannot. That is taking what advantage.
我们不可以这样做，我们其实是在利用神的长久忍耐。
Because I believe that one day, God's patience and God's mercy will stop.
因为我相信有一天神对那些一再犯罪的人不会再长久忍耐了。
That's another truth.
这是另外一个真理。
Maybe it does not teach here yet.
虽然这里并没有被提到。
But you read other scriptures yet, it will. You read first of all in the Revelation chapter 20, yes.
因为我们可以在启示录的二十章看到，有一天神对那些一再犯罪的人是不会再长久忍耐了。
And then, when Christ comes, that's the end of mercy, end of patience, and all those who reject, oppose God and sin against God and do not repent in Christ Jesus will be judged.
当主耶稣再来的时候，神的长久忍耐就到了尽头了。那些反抗耶稣的，与他敌对的，就会受到审判。No
more patience, no more mercy.
不会再有长久忍耐，不会再有仁慈了。That's
the truth.
这就是真理。
Alright, therefore, we don't take advantage. Huh? Let's change our life.
所以我们不要有这样的看法，因为认为神是长久忍耐，就不要赶快的来认罪悔改。
Therefore, the next truth that you learn is this, that our human nature is such like the husbandman. Earlier I said they are dishonest. They are cruel. They are wicked. We are all like that. Maybe the world people, when you preach this and tell them that the world people in the world or human beings have this kind of nature, dishonest, cruel, wicked. God says here.
圣经是这样形容我们的。
You agree?
Do you agree? 你同意吗?
Do you, the people in the world agree?
你认为世上的人会同意吗?
If I tell to the people in the world, a lot of them will disagree. No, no, how can you say we human beings are like that? There are many good people, no?
如果我靠说那些不幸的人，这些他们说这绝对是错误的，我们是好人。
You look at the Philippines, there are many people there suffering, and then Singaporeans are one of the best people. 4 million, or what they got? They send a lot of what? About help. So how can you say Singaporeans are all dishonest, cruel, and wicked?
他说：“你看到我们新加坡人怎么样的啊，尽他们的力气，尽他们全力来帮助菲律宾受害的人，你怎么可以说我们是残酷的呢？”
Yes, many people will say that if I preach this, and then according to the word of God, if God says you are dishonest, you are cruel and wicked, they will say, "Go and throw your book, like your book, it's old book. Go, this not true."
如果我告诉他们，圣经形容他们是不诚实的，是残暴的，是凶恶的，他们一定不同意的。
Will you throw your Bible away?
你会因为这样把圣经丢掉吗?
Will you believe on the, are you on the side of God?
你是站在神的那一边吗?
I also have thought through, this thing.
我,
I have argued this within myself. I argued within myself too.
我仔细的、认真的想过，并且自我辩论。
Are human beings, and am I Stephen Koo? Koo Hong Wan, Feng Chu, what?
我邱风岩。
邱风岩啊，you think 邱风岩 is like that?
我秋风岩到底是不是这样的一个人呢？
Am I like that? Dishonest, cruel and wicked?
我是不诚实，我是凶恶的，残暴的吗？
I never kill people.
我没有杀过人。
Really?
是吗？
Jesus Christ said, I hate already. If I hate a person, I have a capability of killing.
耶稣说，当我憎恨一个人的时候，我其实就有能力伤害他了。
Why I have not killed a person?
为什么没有杀掉那个我恨的人呢？
I can kill a person. I'm so angry I can kill. I really that. I know that.
我非常生气，我知道我可以杀掉那个人的。
But why I didn't kill?
为什么没有这样做呢？
Why? If I get killed, if I kill someone, and the someone who will arrest me, the police will arrest me, and what is my penalty?
因为我害怕，如果把那个人杀了，警察就会拘捕我。那么我所面临的刑罚是什么呢？
Death.
就要面对死刑了。
Then I will die also.
我也会死。
And because of this law, this penalty, God actually gave this law to men. And because of this law, I cannot kill. But I want to kill.
因为这个律法，
<Inside. S
1> 我不能这样做。这个律法是神给予人的，但是因为这律法，我不能够这样做。虽然心里很想这样做。
Because of this law, I will not. I cannot. I may not kill.
因为这个律法，我不能，我或许不可以这样做。
Take away all this law.
把律法除掉。
You see, I will kill you, or you will kill me too.
我没有这条法律呢，这死刑的法律呢，我们可能就会杀人。
And that's happening in the world. You'll find God gave us illustrations for you. Some experience that you know.Wherever in the country there's already fighting war, when there is war, there's no more what? Law and order. When there's no more law and order, I cheat you, I kill you, I'm cruel to you.
我们发现，当一个国家发生战争的时候，就没有法律了，那么就会许多暴力的行为出现。
That's very true in wartime.
这是非常真实的，尤其在打仗的时候。
World War One.World War II,
世界第一大战、第二大战的时候。
Korean War,
韩战。
Vietnam War,
越战。
Malaysia,
在马来西亚。
Oh, yeah, of course, there's sometimes fighting among Chinese and Malays last time.
在马来西亚
there was also war.
有时候在马来西亚会有种族纠纷，华人与马来人的对抗。
About the communists also against the British that time. War also in Malaysia.
还有就是共产党和英军的对抗。
In Africa, also war.
在非洲也有战争。
So when there is war, there's no law and order. People kill one another.
就在打仗的时候，因为没有法律了，没有法纪，所以人就会互相杀害。
Very true.
这是非常真实的。
And it's because of God's commandment that God, in His mercy, gave the commandment, and some of the countries all adopt the.Commandments of God, adopt the commandments of God and practice it, and there is peace like this. When they are angry, they are dishonest, there's law, and so that people can live together.
神在他的怜悯当中呢，就给了我们的律法，一些国家就采用了神的律法，以致他们社会才有和平。
Once again, here we appreciate about our God.
所以在这我们感谢神所为我们所做的。
But we learn one thing about ourselves.
但是我们学习到一点关于我们自己。
We are dishonest. We can be dishonest. Actually, we are, and we should not be dishonest, cruel, and wicked.
我们是不诚实的，我们是残忍的，我们是凶恶的，我们不应该这样做。
Yes, but sometimes we are, isn't it?
但是我们有时候是这样的，不是吗？
After you talk with that person about that person.
Oh, that
person, yeah, very wicked.
我们有时跟我们旁边的人说，你看那个人非常的凶恶。
Right? Have you heard? You have not said, and somebody has not said, but have you heard someone say that? Wow, that person is very wicked.
我们可能没有说，但是我们可能会听到别人这样说，那个人非常的不好。
Cruel.
他很残忍的。
Dishonest.
不老实。
True 呢？
真的是这样吗？
And so we learn about ourselves. Inside us has this nature in us. We must control it, must kill it.
我们发现在我们里面确实有这样的天性，我们需要去控制它， 把它除掉。
13.
第三点。
Look at verse 12.
我来看第十二节。
The Pharisees, he heard, they heard from Jesus' mouth.
那些法利赛人听到耶稣所说的比喻。
Did they understand what Jesus Christ was saying?
他们明白耶稣在说什么吗？
Answer yes.
答案是是有，他们明白。
Look at verse 17. He said, "For they knew the second part of verse 10. For they knew that he, Jesus Christ, had spoken the parable against them."
第十二节告诉我们，他们看出这比喻是指着他们说的。
So Jesus quoted.Psalm 118. If you look at Isaiah chapter 5, from verses, in chapter 5, verses 1 to 7, you will find that it's talking about this parable too. So never mind, verse 1 to 7.Chapter 5, verse 1 to 7.
第一到第七节呢，也是其实是在讲这个比喻的。
So the Pharisees understood what Jesus Christ was saying.
所以法利赛人是完全明白耶稣在说什么的。
What was their response?
他们的反应是什么
？How did they respond?
他们做出怎么样的反应呢
？They should repent, be repented, right? They should repent.Of their sins, because Jesus Christ was speaking against them. Oh, since this is what I am, I must what? Repent.
耶稣所说的是针对他们，他们正确的反应应该就是来认罪悔改。
But they won't repent.
但是他们不肯这样。
What was their reaction?
他们反应是什么？
They want to kill him.
他们其实是想要把他杀了。
So in other words, they were convinced of what Jesus Christ said.
意思是说，他们被耶稣所说的。
They understood. They convinced, right?
他们明白了。
They know the truth now.
明白了真理。
But did not change them. They did not repent.
但是他们的所，他们的明白并没有改变他们，他们并没有认罪悔改。
What do we learn here? Very, this is a very common truth, a very important truth. One can, you and I can be convinced. We can read scripture, can read the Bible from Genesis to Revelation.We can understand. Someone, preacher, will come and teach you, and then you can understand everything. Convince. Yet, it cannot save you.
这里我们就看到了一个真理，就是我们可以在听到或者在读圣经，从创世纪读到圣经的最后一本书，我们可以明白，可以被说服，但是这不能救我们的。
You can so being convinced.And know the word of God cannot save us.
你能够明白，你能够被神的话语说服，但是这不能够拯救我们。
What only can save us?
唯有怎么样才能够拯救我们呢？
Convinced and then be convicted, even that you understand the word and get convicted. The next step, what must do? Repent in Christ Jesus. Then we can be saved.
你明白了神的话语，你心里就要做出一个要有这样的志愿，要来更改，然后你认罪悔改，这才能够救我们。
I have to say there are many people who say that they know scriptures.
可悲的是，很多人说他们知道神的话语。
If they have not repented, even though they say they are Christians, they are not what real or true, genuine.Born again Christian.
但是如果他们没有认罪悔改，虽然他们口里说自己是基督徒，但是他们确实不是的。
This is a very important lesson too.
这也是一个很重要的功课。
Very important truth that we learn here.
这个重要的真理我们在这里学习到。
So, like me, when I read this, I will ask God, right, to give me what the assurance of salvation. I go back and say, Lord.15 years ago, someone spread the gospel. I believe, and then sincerely believe in my heart in you. You know, and I read this. Yeah, I know more of your word. I want to be convicted, and when I know I'm convicted of my sin, I will repent.
像我自己，当我读了这段经文呢，我就祷告神会使我更加的对我的 救恩呢更加的坚信，我也祷告告诉神，十五年前有人与我传福音，我也这样信了你了。
I don't want to be dishonest.
我不要是一个不诚实的人。
Understand? It's very important. Otherwise, I can call myself Christian. Then one day, when Christ comes back, I realize that I'm not a Christian. And Christ said, I know you not.
我可以说自己是基督徒，那蒙骗自己。但是有一天，当主再回来的时候，耶稣会告诉我说：“我不认识你。”
This is a very important truth that we learn.
这是我们所要学习一个非常重要的真理。
This is a wonderful passage that we have learned here.
这段经文是非常美好的。
We learn first of all about.The grace of God, how merciful He is, how patient He is.
首先，我们学习到神的恩典，他是如何的充满了怜悯，他是如何的长久忍耐。
And because He is of this character, and then I will draw closer to Him.
因为他的神性是如此，所以我会更加的来亲近他。
I will not take advantage.
我不会利用这一点。
And I am convicted of my sin, I will repent in Christ Jesus.
当我明白我犯罪了，我就会来认罪悔改
，and serve Him，
并且来侍奉他。
This all we should be like that。
我们都应该是这样的。
May God bless us。
愿神赐福给我们。
Yes, Father in heaven, we thank thee for thy precious word。
我们在天上父，我们感谢你，你的宝贵的话语。
We pray, Father, that you will give us the grace and the strength and the courage to live.The life that you want us to live.
求你赐给我们恩典、力量和勇气，来过你所要我们过的生活。
We thank thee, Father, for many, many blessings that thou have bestowed upon us.
天父，我们感谢你赐下了许多的福气。
This all we pray, give thanks in Jesus' name.
祷告感恩是奉主耶稣基督的名。